Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants are Vijay Kranti, political analyst, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Shri Vijay Kranti ji, who is a political analyst, and today we would be talking about the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet and announced by the Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Sir, a warm welcome to you on Akashvani.
Thank you.
If we have a look at the six decisions taken by the Union Cabinet, there seems to be a particular focus on Bihar's development. Let's begin with the single line doubling in Bihar in railways, where the length is 104 kilometers. The funding is 2,192 crore rupees. And this is from Bhaktiarpur, Rajgir, Tilaiya for the railways. Could you tell us how important this type of connectivity is and what is single line doubling, sir?
So far, rather in all over India for many, many decades, the railway lines have been single lane in the sense that between one railway station and next railway station, there used to be only one railway line. The coming rail train will go by that way, and the upcoming train from that side will wait till this train passes and goes to the next railway station, and then that will start, which used to be a big bottleneck and a hindrance in the railway movement. So for last many years, the process has been going of doubling the railway line, which means that without waiting for the other side train to come, there is a dedicated line for in both directions, which means the efficiency increases, the speed increases, and the capacity to carry increases, and there is reduction of chances of accidents or mishaps. So doubling of line in this particular case from Bhaktiarpur to Tilaiya via Rajgir is going to be a very important decision for many reasons. One is the villages and towns on this route. And, the population is almost 14 lakh people living in those villages around these lanes. Once it is doubled, this is going to not only be useful for local populations, this region is very important for religious tourism, especially for the Buddhist circuit. This is a very important area. Places like Rajgir, Nalanda, Pavanpuri, all these Buddhist places are on this route. So 104 kilometer is going to give a new dimension to expansion of Buddhist tourism in India. That is going to be one thing. And secondly, there was a very dire need of movement of coal, cement, coal ash also, all these things. It needed special improvement. So this is going to make a big change in that sense.
Well, since you've spoken about passenger traffic and freight movement, I would like to bring your attention to the productivity-linked bonus, which has been announced by the railways, also known as PLB. The funding is 1,866 crore rupees. So railways are sought to reward Group C staff through this productivity-linked bonus. How well received do you think this would be for the employees of the railways, sir?
This decision of government is in a way an indicator of the qualitative and quantitative change in the railway services and the work environment of Indian Railways. In both the fields, there is a marked improvement, because if we remember a few decades ago, railway was unfortunately known more for the strikes, political bickering between different trade unions and between trade unions and the government, and there used to be so many strikes, and the public services for passenger services were affected quite badly. And railway has been unfortunately known more for those negative things. But since last many years, there is a remarkable change. You hardly hear of any strike. More than 160 crore tons of freight movement is not something small. And movement of more than 7.3 billion passengers is another remarkable achievement of Indian Railways. So I think that's a good reason to reward them. And lucky for the railway employees, this bonus has come on near Dashera, Navratri and all festival season, which will add sweet to their happiness. And one thing good about is that this reward goes to that staff who are responsible for improvement of the qualitative and quantitative change, as I said, For example, the loco pilots, the train managers, or you call them guards, station masters, supervisors, technicians, helpers, pointsmen, clerical staff, and all other people. So I think it's a good time for them to celebrate and be acknowledged for their productivity services.
Let's now hear what the Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw had to say about the four-laning of the Sahibganj Bettiah section of National Highway 139W in Bihar.
North Bihar mein Sahibganj Bettiah section highway ka ye 79 kilometers ka hai, 3,822 crore rupees ke banne se four-laning iska kiya jayega. ये भी बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है. आप नक्शे पे अगर देखो तो नॉर्थ बिहार में बेतिया मोतिहारी साहिबगंज वाला ये जो पूरा सेक्शन है इसको कंप्लीट कनेक्टिविटी फिर पटना तक फोर लेनिंग हो जाएगी.
There seems to be an added benefit for the state of Bihar with the focus on the highways. Now we've been talking about railways so far. This is highways, the roadways, four-laning of Sahibganj Bettiah section of the National Highway 139W in Bihar, where the funding is 3,822 crore rupees. And this is under the hybrid and annuity mode, and the projected length of this roadway is 79 kilometers, and the objective is better connectivity from Patna to the districts in Bihar. Could you tell us about what this hybrid and annuity mode is for better roadways?
Especially for a state like Bihar, where development has been unfortunately not matching many other states, the best way, as our Prime Minister has been saying every time, that you connect a village with a road, you connect town with railway line, and you see the progress will automatically start following. The people themselves feel motivated to use the roads. For example, in a state like Bihar, where which is most of these areas are quite productive as far as agriculture is concerned. So the production in these villages, whether it is Vaishali, Saran, Sivan, Gopalganj, Muzaffarpur, Eastern Champaran, Western Champaran, you know, the areas along Nepal border, all these regions have been waiting for the connectivity. And once the connectivity comes to these places, you will see that even ordinary farmer who is producing some vegetables or a few grains or fruits in his land, in the absence of a good road, things used to rot or to be sold on a song for no special benefit, used to be sold away. And now once the village gets connected, then the farmer is quite intelligent. He or she will take this road and reach the next town or city and get very good prices. So that automatically becomes a multiplying factor for the prosperity of the people of that region. So this road, I think, is going to make a big difference from that point of view. And in addition, as it has been estimated, that this construction work is going to generate more than 14 lakh man days directly who will be employed for construction, and indirectly 10 lakh man days which will be created because of this project. So at the end, you find that these kind of projects, they add to prosperity and, employment generation and self-respect, I would say, for the local residents.
My next question is also on transportation and logistics. Well, let's hear what the Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnaw, has to say about India shipbuilding and maritime sector.
तो आज करीब 70,000 करोड़ रुपीस का पैकेज अप्रूव हुआ है. टू बी प्रिसाइज 69,725 करोड़ रुपीस. इट्स अ 10 ईयर प्रोग्राम. इस प्रोग्राम के इम्पोर्टेंस हम सब जानते हैं. शिप बिल्डिंग इज द मदर ऑफ हैवी इंजीनियरिंग. उसके बहुत सारे मल्टीप्लायर इम्पैक्ट होते हैं. शिप बिल्डिंग चालू हुई, इंजन मेकिंग चालू होता है. शिप बिल्डिंग चालू होती है, पावर इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स को उसका बेनिफिट मिलता है. शिप बिल्डिंग चालू होती है, स्किलिंग के लिए बहुत काम आते हैं.
क्रांति जी, there's also another side to the decisions, which is the shipbuilding and maritime development reforms, where there is a funding of 70 crore rupees approximately. There's also a shipbuilding financial assistance scheme, which has been extended till the 31st of March 2036, where the funding is 24,736 crore rupees. Then you have a maritime development fund approved with maritime investment fund of 20,000 crore rupees. And along with that, you have a shipbuilding development fund of 20,000 crore rupees to expand domestic shipbuilding capacity to 4.5 million gross tonnage.
This special decision of the government it reminds us that there was time when India used to be superpower in shipping across the world, because those were in centuries before the foreign invaders and the British colonizers, they came to India. India used to be a superpower, an economic superpower, and one of the main sources of India's superiority in the business field or trade field was India's shipping industry. Those were days, you find records in history, when the best ships across the world were Indian ships. Most efficient ships were Indian ships, and the maximum number of ships were from India. So it was shipping industry which was the backbone of India's prosperity and trade. Unfortunately, because of the foreign invaders and because of the British colonizers' policies of destroying our basic strengths, India ceased to be a shipping power. So, and when the modern technology period, we were practically out of race. We were under the colonizers. So India could not participate in that race where in technologies. But now, luckily, India is back on its feet, independent. And luckily, we have right now a government which recognizes the importance of research, development, infrastructure. So this decision of the cabinet about shipbuilding, maritime financing, and increasing of domestic capacity, it's going to make a very big difference. One basic output of this particular decision is we can expect about increase of 4.5 million gross tonnage of our shipping capacity, which is reasonable, and it is going to generate employment. It is estimated that it will be, because of this decision of the cabinet, it will generate about 30 lakh jobs, which is not small. It's not only that. Once these processes start in shipbuilding and maritime development, you will find that investment from inside India and from outside India is going to be attracted automatically, even without special efforts of the government. So this is going to give new acceleration to India's shipping power.
Let's now hear what the Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has to say about expanding medical education in India, both for postgraduate and undergraduate students in colleges and increasing the number of seats there.
मेडिकल एजुकेशन के लिए माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक संकल्प जो लिया था कि 75,000 एडिशनल मेडिकल सीट्स 5 साल में क्रिएट करेंगे भारत में, तो आज 5,000 नए पोस्ट ग्रेजुएट सीट्स का अप्रूवल कैबिनेट में मिला है और इसके लिए आउटले होगा 15,035 करोड़ रुपीस का आउटले होगा. ओवरऑल बेटर हॉस्पिटल्स, अपग्रेडेशन ऑफ मेडिकल कॉलेजेस, उनमें नए डिपार्टमेंट्स खुलना, नए डिसिप्लिन लाना, बेटर इक्विपमेंट लाना, बेटर मेडिकल टेक्नोलॉजीज लाना और एआई का भी बहुत उपयोग किया जाएगा इन इम्प्रूविंग द मेडिकल एजुकेशन.
विजय क्रांति जी, माय फाइनल क्वेश्चन टू यू रिगार्डिंग द कैबिनेट डिसीजंस टेकन टुडे इज ऑन एक्सपेंडिंग मेडिकल एजुकेशन.
You know, in India, because of our population and also the needs to improve our medical services, both of these require, number one, more hospitals, more medical institutions, more training facilities, and the product, more doctors and more nurses. So today's decision of the cabinet is going to help in a big way about improving or increasing the number of medical colleges, postgraduate institutes in medical education, improving the existing government hospitals. So this decision, in a way, is going to help the Indian youths also who are aspiring to join medical colleges. Today we find that the number of or ratio of students who want to join medical colleges as compared to the available seats, it's a very unfortunate comparison. So we need more medical institutions where more students can join. So this is going to help in a good way. So it is going to be a united effort of the center and of the states to improve medical education in our country, which I think is a very much welcome step. But surely there is still more to be done. But it shows that the government has identified this issue and it's working on these lines.
Well, thank you so much, Vijay Kranti ji, for being with us on this program on Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants were Vijay Kranti, political analyst, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.